To the phones we go. Let's go to Sheldon in Tucson. Sheldon, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, I don't normally tune into your show. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about this Tucson shooting event?
Pretty troubled kid. I would like to know more about whether or not he ever got any type of psychiatric counseling, because I mean he's almost like a poster child for MK Ultra. That was one of the first things I thought. Of course, you know, his mugshot is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen, with, you know, shaving of the eyebrows. I first thought he looked like Uncle Fester from the Addams Family. Go ahead.
I got some pretty earth-shattering information I'd like to share with you about this whole thing. I live here in Tucson.
Right.
The person we think is Jared Loftner may not even be a real person. There's a guy playing, acting for him. His name is Brandon Lee Pittman, which he runs an acting group here in Tucson. It's called the Radiant Helix Media Group. And a number of various other actors are being identified in this group. This was aired on the Power Hour radio show with Stephanie Sledge. She was a guest on there.
Uh-huh.
And there's 100 researchers across the country that are researching this right now. It's a pretty buried story, but this acting group, they own a studio group here in Tucson. And as far as we're finding out, that 9-year-old girl that died, there's no birth or death record for that girl, so... apparently she was never even killed that day. Judge Roll may have been the only one that was killed that day. And the person we think is Gabrielle Gifford, that these hospitals may in fact just be a double or a construct of her. Because, you know, we've only seen a picture of the congresswoman's hand, a picture of the back of the hospital bed. There's just something really bizarre going on with this whole thing, I think.
Well, you know, and every few days they'll leak a new piece of information about her recovery, like this intern who supposedly saved her life, said he's talked with her, and they've had long and short conversations, but yet, you know, she's not made an appearance either on telephone or anything like that. I mean, you would certainly think that her constituents would love to hear from her as to how she's doing, because, I mean, she's representing them, and right now they have no representation. And you would think that would be something important.
Yeah, plus, you know, she's texting like a week after she shot. She's texting on her iPad.
Wow. There's a lot of weird things. So can you send me some of that information? I would be interested in taking a look at it.
Yeah, I'd love to. I just put out a mass email about it. I'll send you an email here in a few minutes on it. I have one more theory about Gabrielle Gifford.
All right, hold on, because we got to break up here. So hold on. We'll hold it until add some suspense to it. See, we're gonna break here. We'll come back in a second and start with Sheldon in Tucson. Stay with us. This is the Mike Chambers radio program. All right, back here on the Mike Chambers radio program, we're talking with the Sheldon in Tucson, and we've been talking about this Gabrielle Gifford shooting at the Safeway there in Tucson. And you said you had another theory, Sheldon.
Yeah, well, I would encourage folks, if they really want to see the evidence on this, there's a website they can go to called wellawarethenumberone.com, and you'll see this researcher out of Dallas, Texas, is compiling all these side-by-side comparison pictures of the actors compared to who we've been seeing on TV, like former classmates, former girlfriends, and all that. And more of these people are being discovered, and... this group is changing their Facebook names. They're all linked with other friends on Facebook. And, well, this is my own theory about Gabby Giffords. I'm into the Planet X thing, Mike.
Right.
And I don't care what people think about what I'm ready to tell you, but this is just my own theory, my own belief. I'm not in this to make friends. I just like to get the word out about what I believe in. I think Gabrielle Giffords herself, with her deep ties to the space program and having two relatives in her family that are astronauts, I think that this shooting or her going to Houston where the Johnson Space Center is a ruse in order for her to continue her training as an astronaut. I think she's an astronaut herself, and I think that this was meant as a ruse in order to get her up to the space station with her husband.
Well, what's the end game? Why is she an astronaut? and to get her up to the space station with her husband?
Because I believe there's only selected key critical people that are going to be chosen to either go to the space station or go to the underground shelters before this cosmic event gets here. And, you know,
well, what qualifies either one of them for special treatment?
Because they sort of hint to us in the movies what's about to happen. Like
No. These two individuals. What hints to them being able to have special treatment? What would set them apart other than the fact that he's a pilot that could ferry people there? Okay, that's him. But what about her?
Why would she get special treatment? Just because she has very deep ties to the space program. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Well, she's sleeping with a guy in the space program.
Yeah, right. But she was also with a Charity subcommittee on space and aeronautics or something like that. I can't remember the exact wording of it.
Hmm. And so that would get her the special treatment.
Well, it's just my own theory, like I said. I mean, there's no hardcore evidence. And then again, if this event's about to happen, they're not going to make it easy for anybody to throw out hardcore evidence that this is the case. So
Right. So everything has to be, you got to look in the woodwork to pull it out.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
I'm pretty nervous talking about.
Yeah. I understand. I appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Have a good day.
You too. All right. There's Sheldon. I don't know. I would think that, you know, what you sit on a committee or something, if you're going to be one of the elite that they zip off of here, I would think, you know, you're going to have to be a little bit better a little bit higher up in the food chain than just a congresswoman that sit on a committee. Unless they're talking about, you know, procreation in space, maybe, you know, there's a possibility. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I I'm looking at this Well Aware One site, and they're making one claim that this guy named Ben Lofton is playing the part of his neighbor, but there's no comparison. The ears are similar. Okay? No, they're really not. sorry. I'm just sorry. Uh-huh. I mean, maybe some of these people are the same. I don't know. You can look and see, and not the same. Not even the same. Unless one's lost weight. I don't know. But then again, there you go. I don't know. Who knows? There's no telling. I mean, is it possible? Well, hell yeah, it's possible. The whole idea is an optic, you know, to assassinate the judge. Because evidently he was going to be making some rulings about some things. But then again, I don't know. I mean, you look at this and, I'll take some more time to look at it. And I hope Sheldon will send me, you know, some email about his theory and stuff. I mean, again, you got to have some proof. I mean, before you make these things public, you know, you got a theory of it. And I think it's cool that you got theories about it. But, you know, there you go. And there's so many theories out there about so many different things. There's just no way of keeping up anyway. But interesting that, you know, they brought it up on the Power Hour. It's just by virtue of that, that makes it true. So, you just said, just by sheer virtue of that, that's all you need right there to make it true. Just, you know, get them on with Joyce. There you go. I don't know, but I am bookmarking the page, though. I'll be interested to go back and look at it some more. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm always looking. I love a good conspiracy. And I love, you know, digging through them. And looking at the information and the like. But based on this, you know, from what I'm just seeing, just, you know, from the get-go, I don't know. Sorry. I wish I had better news. But Loeffler, you know, Loeffler was is a nut. Is I personally think that, you know, again, you know, you might, this is somebody that was a possible MK Ultra candidate. That we just no real information about the guy, other than he was in college and said he couldn't come back until he got some help. But was he getting that help? Well, the media says no. But then again, who knows? Because it's every one of these guys that flips out and starts killing people. Usually, it's either on a psychotropic, or it's been under the care of a psychologist or psychiatrist. And many of these people we've found in the past, these psychiatrists have MK Ultra ties. I mean, they all do. So just I mean, all you have to do is the story is all the same. The story is all the same. It repeats itself over and over and over again. All right, numbers if you want to be a part of the show, 866-841-1065 or 512-904-8014. Those are the phone numbers to call. We get the chat room going at MikeChambersLive.com. You talk about waking people up in the chat room. My God, it's like, whoa, hang on. What? So we'll take a break here and come back in a minute. There's a lot to get into on the broadcast today. Looks like the Japanese government and TEPCO being blamed for the failure to prepare for the tsunami there at the nuclear power plant. Interesting article here from Japan Times. We'll get into that and a bunch of stuff here that I want to hit before the end of the broadcast. So everybody stay with us. And so we're going to grab a break, get you something fresh to drink. Yes, okay, so we're ready to go. For hour number four, we're going to try to jam a bunch of stuff in, including a call from Tim in Virginia when we come back. Stay with us. It's the Mike Chambers radio program.